The Two Brothers by Alexander Dumas, copyright 2014 by Bahar Books. Chapter 8. But afterward Gottlieb was sad, saying to the lion with a great sigh, "Why didn't you leave me in two pieces?" For he believed that the princess, in order to avoid marrying him, had cut off his head while he slept. So he set out to travel the world, showing his animals. People came running to see a lion with an emerald necklace, a bear with diamond earrings, a wolf with a pearl bracelet, and a fox and a rabbit, one with a ruby ring, the other with a ring of sapphire. One day, after nearly a year had gone by, he and his beasts were passing by a dark forest very near the same village where he had saved the daughter of the king from the seven-headed dragon. At the edge of this wood he saw a doe as white as snow. As he was a true hunter at heart, he said to his beasts, "Let us chase this magnificent animal." They pursued the white doe, not letting her out of sight, but never quite reaching her either. The chase had gone on for 5 hours when suddenly the doe disappeared like smoke. Only then did he realize that he had gone well into the forest. With night falling, he resolved to stay in the forest until the next morning, thinking that now it would be impossible to find his way out. He then lit a fire at the foot of a tree and set up camp. When nothing was visible except the dancing rays of light from the fire, he, along with his beasts, stretched out next to the flames. Then he thought he heard something like a human voice crying. He looked all around him but could not see a living soul. A second moan made itself heard. He was certain that it was coming from above. Gottlieb raised his head. Looking up, he saw an old woman perched high in a tree.
"How, how, how," said the old woman. "How, how, how, that I am called."
The young hunter looked at her with astonishment, and although she seemed more like an owl than a woman, he took pity on her. "If you are as cold as all that, mother," he said to her, "come down and warm yourself."
"No," answered the old woman, "your beasts will bite me."
Then she repeated,
"How, how, how, I am freezing up here."
"My beasts have never harmed anyone," answered Gottlieb. "Do not fear them at all, and come sit near my fire." But the old woman, who was really a witch, said to him,
"No, I am too afraid. I will not come down, at least not unless you would touch the backs of your animals with a branch that I'm going to throw you. In that case, I will come down."
Gottlieb began to laugh, and as he could see no harm in doing what the old woman asked, and moreover, taking her to be quite mad, answered, "Break your branch, send it to me, and I will touch the backs of my animals." He had no sooner repeated those words when the branch fell at his feet. He picked it up without suspecting anything and touched his animals, who at this contact became completely still. They had changed to stone. While Gottlieb looked with stupefaction at the phenomenon that had just occurred, the old woman slid down the trunk of the tree and, coming up behind him, touched her wand to the young hunter, who became in an instant as petrified as his animals. Then she carted him and his 5 animals into a cave where there were many other poor people changed into stone by her evil spells.